Now, from the KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
Alaska had a record number of opioid overdose deaths last year, despite a reduction in deaths nationally. 357 Alaskans died of overdose in 2023, and about three-quarters of those overdose deaths included opioids, according to the State Department of Health. Alaska was also the state with the highest increase in opioid overdose deaths per capita, rising by 44.5%. Lindsay Cato, director of Alaska's Public Health Division, said the increase in overdose deaths is heartbreaking, but she said Alaskans are saving lives by distributing and using naloxone for overdoses. The United States saw fewer overdose deaths in 2023 than in previous years, down about 10%, according to the CDC. CDC data shows Washington and Oregon also saw large increases in deaths compared to 2022. This spring, Oregon ended its experiment with decriminalizing all drugs, partly because the state saw such a big increase in overdose deaths. Healthcare workers in Alaska are also seeing an increase in fentanyl laced with xylazine, an animal tranquilizer, sometimes called the street name Trank. Katie Schneider, a physician assistant who runs South Central Foundation's detox facility in Anchorage, estimates about 5% of fentanyl in the city now has xylazine, and it causes serious problems because it wasn't designed for human use. The Alaska Department of Law Criminal Division created a new position to focus on criminal competency issues following the recent signing into law of House Bill 66, an omnibus crime bill. Senior Assistant Attorney General Kevin Dilg began the role this month. The primary responsibility of the position is initiating civil commitment proceedings and coordinating communication between the criminal and civil divisions of the Department of Law when an individual is found incompetent to stand trial, a requirement established in House Bill 66. The role will also work with district attorneys to determine priority placements at Alaska Psychiatric Institute. The Alaska Marine Highway System expects to roll out its long-range plan early next year, setting the course for the next 20 years. Final details of the plan, which was recently discussed at the annual Southeast Conference, are still being figured out. Craig Tornga, the director of the Alaska Marine Highway System, addressed the future of the state's ferry system to hundreds who had gathered in Ketchikan last month for the Southeast Conference, which is a regional nonprofit that advocates for economic development. A team convened by the AMHS held meetings with regional ferry groups across the state, and over the last year, they conducted a system-wide survey that received over 2,600 responses. It was compiled by the Anchorage-based McKinley Research Group, led by Katie Berry. She said the number one concern was being able to rely on sailings. Like any other boat, it's normal for things to break down on ferries, especially when the state's fleet is aging. Of the 9 AMHS ferries, one is 60 years old, two are 50 years old, and one is 47. The Tustamina is 60 years old, the Columbia and Leconte are both 50, and the Aurora is 47. There also aren't enough replacement ferries in Alaska's fleet for when things go wrong, meaning vessels get docked and sailings get canceled. As for what ferries are used for, most of the McKinley survey's respondents said they use the ferry service to connect to the lower 48, to the road system, for medical care, and for shopping. Other forms of transportation are most limited due to the cost and weather. Survey results have been broken down by community and are available online at the DOT's website. The public still has time to give input. The Alaska Marine Highway Operations Board will take comments at its meeting on October 23rd. Tornga said they'll revisit the plan annually in the years to come to keep it relevant. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Tuesday. This is KSRM News.